Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
One. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy New Podcast. We have a great show for you in store today. Unfortunately, I do not have Chew with me today. It is a Wednesday. He does things on Wednesday, so that's why he only comes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I could not miss the opportunity to interview who we're interviewing today. You guys have been following. You've been keeping tabs on us when we're going to do this podcast. Guys, it's going to be a great one. So enough chit-chat for me. Let's get this ball rolling. Here we go. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew New Podcast. Oh, my God.
We have diagrams and questions.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Those first 5 minutes of my life changed.
Because I will be doing a majority of the talking. That's why.
Did he say?
Excuse me?
The Chew and Goo Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live for the first time on, well, not second time, on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. All our shows will be happening now. Just to let you know, if you are watching this live, you get the first dibs of watching this live. If you don't watch it, you got to be a member to clock in and watch the rest of the show. So I'm just letting you guys know right now. But anyways, besides that, I got a special guest with us today. She's been on the show twice. This will be lucky number three. She is a wonderful woman. She does great things for kids around the world to bring this adventures to us with her voice acting. It's amazing. Not only she's been doing it now again, but beforehand. I'm just excited to see her again, and I know you're going to have a lot of fun listening to her story. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Stephanie Nadolny in the podcast. What's going on, Steph?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you again. Hey, it's been a minute since we met you or seen you?
Two or three minutes.
So how you've been? It's been a while. So how are things going in your neck of the woods?
Everything's great. It's just hot and humid, so I've got crazy rock and roll hair today.
There you go.
That first, humidity, let me tell you. Yeah,
first things first, I want to say thank you once again for being our pod. I know you have a very busy schedule. There's a lot going on in your area. And also a huge, huge congratulations from the Chewy New Podcast to you. They're doing Goku Mini now on Dragon Ball Daima. Oh my God, that's awesome, man.
I'm excited. Yeah, it's been a fun run. There was a 16-year break between the last video game I did, Raging Blast, as well as the GT series.
Right.
So
right.
It's great to be back. The fans heard about it, I guess, even before I did, and you know, we're cheering to have me back. The OG and Toei Japan brought me back last year.
That's
so
awesome.
We've been working
man.
On that and some of the video games, and
yes,
still doing my appearances on the weekends all over the place. I love it.
The last podcast we had, we talked about this situation. Knowing that, you know, the series, you had done your series beforehand, you were still doing some other voice acting, but I had asked you an important question. I'm not sure, it's been over a year since the last time I've seen you. I asked you if there was an opportunity for you to come back to the Dragon Ball series, and you said in the drop of a dime, yes. And lo and behold, dreams came true, and here you are.
Yeah. Thankfully, the story revolves around a conspiracy that changes a lot of the characters back into children. They're basically trying to the bad guys trying to limit the power of some of the characters. And he thought, well, if we turn them into children and babies, mm-hmm. you know, they won't be anywhere near as popular or as popular. I'm reading something of it. Near as strong. And less likely to defeat the bad guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't really stepped into the series yet. Only reason why, and I have a good excuse for this, Steph. Only reason why is because my son has me on a blackout because he's a huge Dragon Ball fan, huge, huge. And since the new series came out, I go, I want to start watching it. Unfortunately, he wouldn't let me. He goes, no, Dad, you can't watch it until I watch it first. So I'm stuck in La La Land right now because he's too busy watching My Hero Academia. So I have to wait till he finishes all those series before he jumps to this series.
Episodes, so like, yeah.
But I've been lucky for me. We got this new little studio now, and I have my own little television here. And during my lunch hour, I'm going to start tomorrow sneaking a peek at some of that without my son knowing. He's probably watching. Yeah. He's probably going to get mad at me when I get home.
Right. Well, it's all completed in English. It was done in Japanese first and then right. released on Netflix and Crunchyroll Premium. And then once it started in English being released, it was one episode a week. So that was hard, having to wait a week to see the next one. So I think it'd probably be a good idea for us to sit down and watch it all over again from the beginning. I know the first three episodes were released and screened all over the United States.
Right.
First three episodes in November of 2024.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was kind of a sneak peek then for some of the fans that just didn't want to wait. They wanted to jump right in.
Yes.
You know, I was just really excited to finally get to say something about it. I had to kind of keep my mouth shut with the non-disclosure, but then when it came out, you know, in the trailer, my voice was on the trailer, and everybody kind of knew, I guess, you know, a recognizable voice, you know, they smart, you know, one of the voices of some of their childhoods, you know,
yes,
when it comes back. So, I'm beyond grateful. There really aren't words to describe how I feel about it because I was already kind of out and about doing things as an extension of the prior work, but you know, with Daima here, in fact, a lot of people are doing kind of what you're doing. They're waiting till it's complete. It's all been released and you can sit and binge it and watch however many you want, however, you know, on your time.
Right.
So as far as I know, it is still on Crunchyroll Premium. I don't know if it's gone to all of regular Crunchyroll yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it's on Netflix yet in English.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't really let us know that. We just kind of have to figure it out like everybody else. And
so
I went ahead and got the Crunchyroll streaming going last year so I could kind of follow along. I've never done that before with any of my shows. But it was such a personal and professional, just such a special comeback for me and on so many levels. And I was like, I wanted to watch it when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really fun show. It's a whole new adventure. There's some new characters. They're in the demon realm, which is a whole other place for them to go and experience what it's like there. And it's got its humor. It's got a lot of the OG Dragon Ball slapstick humor. It's got a lot of the really cool battles. The animation is phenomenal. It's just gorgeous.
Yes.
So I'm really happy. I'm happy hearing back about it, getting some really great feedback. Some Dragon Ball Z fans that grew up with Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball T, and the video games are now watching it with their kids. And we got a lot of probably new fans now up and coming. And some of them are going back and watching the original. And some can't wait, some can. So I think it's going to be a nice little run. It's going to be a nice little slow burn for the show and the series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think some people are getting ready to start watching it from the beginning. And I'm hoping, you know, Funko Pops will follow and there'll be like a nice little, I know there's some new figurines that came out last fall. They were introduced at the New York Comic Con, New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Where we announced officially, I say we, I mean like the crew, the Toei crew, it was official on October 18th that I was back.
Right.
And there was a big panel and it was really exciting. There was some swag and some trading cards that they were giving out for Daima, some t-shirts. It was really a good time. And what a crazy event to announce it.
Yeah.
And they had their own giant booth with a 40 something foot Goku standing and towering above everybody. And just huge promotion behind it with posters and promotions and sponsors, and I don't know, it was a whirlwind, and it was really cool to be there.
Now before all this happened, Steph, I mean, where were you? I mean, I want to start from the very beginning when they actually reached out for you to bring you back. I mean, were you at a convention at the time when you got the call? Were you at home relaxing? Were you on your way to another convention? I mean, take us through that little story. I want to know the inside story, how that came about.
The only thing I can really it was last year, but I was really excited, seriously, just to come back in and audition. Like, I think that was, yeah, that's just procedure. That's how they do it. And to make sure that I, you know, was consistently be able to produce the same voice after all these years. And fortunately, I've kept the voice alive through cameos and shout outs and conventions, mm-hmm. and in-person signings and stuff like that. So I felt really good about it. I had great chemistry with the director and the ADR director. I felt really good about it. And then I just had to let it go, just like any other audition. I wasn't really sure how that all went on behind the scenes, but about a week later I did get a phone call from I think the CEO, and he's somebody I used to work with, Justin Cook. He was a director and a voice actor, and he let me know they want me back for Toei Japan has decided they want you back. They want the OG voice. And
wow, that's
and
awesome.
Shortly after I came in to start recording, and then it was just kind of, you know, every week or two or so, depending on when the deadlines were approaching. Because they were on a pretty strict deadline for, you know, each episode, so they could make sure they're all completed, all edited, everything's, you know, ready to go.
Right.
So I pretty much recorded off and on between like August and I guess we finished in early March.
Oh, okay.
So we wrapped it all up, and we had to take some time off for the holidays and things like that. But
yeah, and I'm glad they kept the same vocal on the Goku Mini, because like I said, I've seen commercials, I've seen bits and trailers, and TikTok tends a tendency of showing bits and pieces, you know, and they pop up automatically. And when it first came out, when it was announced it was come out, I knew it was going to come out already, so I thought, okay, the Japanese version came out first, Japan version came out first, and I was like, okay, well, yeah. My son was like, we're gonna have to wait for the English one. He goes, yeah, well, my son's already trying to learn how to read, speak Japanese, so I'm pretty sure he can see the episodes that way too. But when they showed the first English dub of Goku Mini, and the drop of the dime, I go, that's Steph. That's Stephanie. Oh my God, they got Stephanie. They got Stephanie back. This is awesome. So I was jumping up down. My wife was looking at me like, what's wrong with you? I go, Stephanie's back. She got the gig. She got the Goku
gig.
I go, that's awesome. You know, and she's like, okay, well, now I got to reach out to her because I really want to talk to her about this. I mean, you know, consider the fact what we had talked about before, you know, were you willing to go back and do it all over again? And here we are talking about it, that you're starting, I guess, a new chapter to Dragon Ball.
Right. It's an all new series. And it's not as long as we all had hoped. It is Akira Toriyama's last project work in completion.
Right.
And we did unfortunately lose him just, I guess, March of 2024, maybe up with April 1st or it's hard to
somewhere
remember
around
now.
There. It was about the same time when I went to go interview you. Yeah.
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 And so it's an honor, really. It's an honor to be brought back and to be a part of something that was already such a big part of my life and my career. And you know, we wouldn't be here talking, and I wouldn't know the people I know in the industry, and a lot of the fans that I keep in touch with, and they're like my anime babies, I'm the anime auntie, anime mama, whatever you want to call me. you know, so it's brought so many people together, and so many people are friends now for life because they came together. They met at a Comic-Con, or they met online, streaming, or gaming, and it's still just blows me away how popular the franchise is, and how it's a really big part of how it became anime became much more mainstream than it used to be. So I'm really happy for that as well, and for the new talent that was brought in to voice some of the other characters, and I've met many of them. We all had like an unofficial kind of screening in November, and we all kind of came together, whoever was available, and we watched it in the theater, and it was really exciting. And then of course the credits rolled, and it was just really, really something special. And I was really glad to be able to go and do that. It was like a Monday, I think. So I was available to do that. So yeah, it's been great.
So when you walked in, did they all look at, oh, that's the OG right there. We gotta pay homage to the OG over there.
yeah, I guess. And then after, you know, before and after, we all kind of hung out for a little bit and took some pictures. And I had a friend come out, Spike Hernandez. He also did my latest round of headshots. So he's kind of infiltrated the business through Dragon Ball Z and different things. And now he's traveling on weekends to Comic Cons, working with another company. And so it's just really cool. He came out and did like a little promo video and kind of chatted with a few of the voice actors. The director was there. It was a feel good moment. Like, it's just, there aren't words. I mean, it was just such a cool feeling. And then to see it on the big screen, like, wow, you know, that was really cool. And
now that you're doing, I mean, I've been keeping tabs on Facebook. I'm not gonna lie to you, I am the number one fan right there, by the way, because I got the notification.
wow, good for you. That's awesome.
Okay, but I see that you're doing a lot of cons now. Consider the fact now that the series is back. I mean, you were doing cons before, but now they're getting more consistent now that you're going, you're traveling a little bit more now. I mean, how's the outcome of the fans now that are coming up to you?
Oh, they're great. They're great. It was, like I said, I had to keep it very hush hush for a while out of total respect for Toei and the way they wanted things to be done, and to honor the legacy himself, Akira Toriyama. So I followed all the rules and just kind of acted like it wasn't happening, even though I was like a little kid jumping up and down inside, you know. But now we're working on some of the video games. I know they just released Legends.
Yes.
And Xenoverse 2 is now out. And I think what they do now, I'm not a gamer, so I don't know kind of how they do it, but I think they just update and drop in new characters as they come along. And then they can pick those characters to play the game now.
Yeah. So, well, my son's made himself into a Saiyan already, and I believe he's using your voice as to talk for him. So yeah,
okay.
It's a very intense. It's an intense video game. I played with him a couple of times. It's a very little intense game. He does have it. So I mean, he's, like I said, a huge Dragon Ball fan. Now that you're doing the series, are there? I mean, I know they. I'm not sure if you can talk about anything else than that, but have doors open up even more for you as far as like other voice acting or gigs?
I mean, on the Comic-Con front, for sure. I mean, there's definitely, you know, it kind of brings me back into a little more sense of relevance because I'm doing something new and following up with the games and things like that. And then, you know, every so often I kind of get reached out directly, which is kind of cool. Hey, we want you at our con. Are you available these dates? And, you know, the agents start calling, and it's pretty cool. I mean, I think it absolutely will open doors, especially with the nominations for the Astro Awards. Information just came to me not even a week ago, or just, I guess, over a week ago. I got notification that Dragon Ball Daima has been brought to nominations with Astra as the best. I think the category is, it might be best animated feature, or it could be best anime. But then to get the nomination for lead, you know, best lead voice alongside Seth MacFarlane and, you know,
I saw that. Katie I heard Kiko about that. Yeah.
And Johnny Young Bosch and gosh, I can't, Lex Lowe, I think is the other one. I'd have to look and see the actual list, but I was like, wow. I mean, even just like I said, to have that kind of, you know, notoriety or whatever, just kind of, you know, kind of gives me an extra punch there at possibly doing some larger projects and branching out possibly out of this Dallas Fort Worth area, maybe, you know, do some things remotely or, you know, maybe it'll put me on the map with some studios that I've been reaching out to and maybe some other things will, you know, I'm definitely living right in the moment more than ever, really enjoying, you know, whatever comes my way, you know, just
right,
get out there and be a good person and, you know, give the fans all the love that I can and support just like they do for me. And
right,
yeah, things are in motion. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I've definitely got lots of other character voices and would love to put them to use.
Right. Now, when you went in and did your first dub over of the episode and you're in front of that mic, did it get it has to be emotional at that one moment when you're doing the voice all over again. Was there a point when you're doing that voiceover, did you get a little emotional?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, cause like, it feels like Kid Goku's kind of part of me now, you know, it's like, I just kind of feel like he's like my little alter ego in a way. Like, cause I can't ever be a little boy or, yeah, you know, or a grown man turned back into a child,
right, mini size, right, boy. Right.
So it's like a way for me to kind of escape and just kind of become him. And really, the director was very willing and open to allowing me to just kind of go for each line on my own without really not much direction. The,
right,
the recording process is a lot more up to date with technology. The studio Crunchyroll is huge. They've got multiple studios going at one time with all kinds of directors and all kinds, mm-hmm, of shows, all anime. So there's a lot going on there. And so the whole experience of going in the studio for me is my favorite, is going in person and really connecting with the director and really making magic, you know, and
right,
all through the process of the creation of it, which is something I was really relishing in. There's really not, we weren't able to, you know, do photos or videos. It's just the role. So, but I mean, I was there and I have it in my memories and that's great. And to see it put together has been really fulfilling for a lot of us to really kind of watch it in context and kind of, cause we go from line to line. So
right,
we kind of
right, skip ahead. Well, the table readings, I would take consideration, right? Y'all do table readings?
We don't.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, wow.
No table readings. Yeah. It's done different. It's, you know, we're able to watch and view on a computer screen, a flat screen, mm-hmm, kind of what's going on, and we're able to hear the Japanese line
right
prior to when we get to do ours. And it's not for the necessarily for the sake of mimicking, because there is a whole different, you're talking about a whole different country, a whole different way of communicating, and the different sounds that we in the USA make when we're in battle versus, you know, the Japanese actors. Mm-hmm. So it's more for timing. It's more to kind of like, you know, get an idea of what's happening, exactly the tone of the moment. Like, is it, mm-hmm, are you in battle? Is it a small, is it something small? Is it something big? You know, how would Goku say this line in this scenario? And so right, he was really, Jeremy, the director, was very open to, Jonathan, my God, why did I say Jeremy? I am so sorry if Jonathan's watching. Holy schmoly. Jonathan, it's J names, was very loose with me and allowing me, because sometimes I would just get it right out the gate, you know, like
right,
try it and then I give him another and he's like, oh no, I think I like the first one, you know, and then he made the final choice. Same right, with Damon Mills, who is directing the video game, some of the video games. And he's been kind of allowing some of that flexibility in how I deliver the lines. And I'm like, hey, how about this? And, you know, it's been great. It's been nothing but positive experiences. Everybody's been really professional. I always leave, you know, kind of supercharged, and I'm ready to do more, because back in the day, you know, there were longer hours. There were, especially the intense scenes I did with the Cell Saga and the original Dragon Ball series with Gohan and Cell.
Right.
And I remember, you know, really getting worn out. Well, whereas now things are done a little differently. You know, you do 2-3 hours maximum, maybe 4. Mm-hmm. And that's if you don't feel like there's any strain. And we still get to save a lot of the battle scenes and the screams and the yells for the end of the session, which is also another benefit. There's no more paper scripts. It's all, you know, computer screen, really high quality mic, headphones, the whole bit. So I love the whole process of it. It's really been a been quite a ride. I'm definitely ready to get back in there and do some more. Who knows what's going to happen? I know the executive producer is still very involved and will be picking up wherever Akira would like for it to go. And, you know, who better than to fill those shoes, you know, and take it to whatever level or develop another series or whatever. None of us really know exactly what's going to happen, but I do know that the series is the Dragon Ball franchise is over 40 years old now.
Yeah, it is.
Manga came out in 1984 and the first Dragon Ball episode aired in 1986.
Right, I know.
Long time ago. Before
many
all
moons
of us
ago
were born.
In a galaxy far away.
I was just a kid back then, and who would have known, you know? Yeah. You never know what once a story or a series or a creative project is launched, where it's going to go and how long it's going to be, and what kind of exposure it's going to get. Like, is it going to be on TV? Is it going to be on Cartoon Network? Is it only going to be streaming? Like, you know, you just never know where it's going to go. And this one's been so bigger than any of us ever really imagined. And
as you had quite a few people waiting for this last, well, I don't want to say last because I know they're probably gonna pull something out of their back of their pockets, but you know, considering one of the last ones he made as far as a storyline, having it come out after some 14 years since the last Dragon Ball,
I believe 14 to 16, because I know that I finished up my my role in GT and then a few more games, and then it kind of like subsided a bit, and then of course they aged up, so Gohan and Goku are, you know, almost all the characters grew up, so they're all adults.
Yeah,
so there wasn't really any work for me there for a while as far as in Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Super. It's just a, like a full circle moment. It's like something I never thought would happen, but I always had a fire in my heart to think there'd be something else someday.
And like I tell you, in between that time waiting for this new Dragon Ball series to come out, it was like a black hole in anime for me. I mean, there were some great animes that I was watching that were okay. The one my wife and I really got into, and I mean, I don't want to take a left turn here or anything like that and take out the aspect of what we're talking about, but one that really caught my eye was Attack on Titans. That was an anime that was just amazing, but then when I found out Dragon Ball was coming out, it's like, okay, away from that, let's go back to this again. But I mean, are there certain animes that you be? I mean, I know Dragon Ball is dug into your heart so deep you can't, I mean, it's never gonna go away. But has there any been other animated series that you maybe on your spare time you like to watch?
At this point, no. I just got the Crunchyroll subscription, you know, right. Well, actually, before Dragon Ball Daima even aired, because I wanted to kind of navigate and see how it's done and how to do all that. Mm-hmm. I did scroll through and I saw some that I'd heard of. I saw some titles I had auditioned for.
Really?
Yeah, it's just... So basically what we ended up having to do is... I've never seen Dragon Ball all the way through or Dragon Ball Z. So,
oh my goodness.
My manager and my guy and I started watching Dragon Ball from the beginning, and to see it all in context, really for the first time. I mean, when we were putting out VHS tapes back, you know, in 98, 99.
Right.
And so we started watching Dragon Ball in between, on spare time, in between touring and traveling. And that was something to kind of like, fill that void of waiting for the next episode to come out.
Yes, I got you.
We're still not done with it. We're watching, you know, one or two at a time every so often. We don't have a whole lot of spare time. We do have some, or you got to have some R&R. You got to relax and sit back and find some time to just chill.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're doing now. And, you know, at some point we'll probably watch Dragon Ball Z, you know, at some point. But we're watching some Dragon Ball, and then I saw some other ones come up from working with other VAs in the industry, mostly at the Comic Cons and the appearances.
Right.
There's some that I may want to check out in the future. At this point, staying pretty busy, and that's good. COVID was slow.
That's great. That's great news. Yeah.
So at some point, you know, I do remember Attack on Titan as one that I got several auditions for. So maybe that one, we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see which ones that I want to try.
Yeah, but it's like I said, I have yet to dip my toes into the new Dragon Ball series. I really want to. I just got to find the time when my son is not awake or not around so I can actually see all of them.
Yeah. Catch up. Is he waiting for you to watch them with you, or he wants to watch it?
Most of the time, when we do watch them, we watch them together, but he has a tendency of like, with the Crunchyroll, they have the English, and then you can pause it and put it in Japanese. So what my son does, he watches 3 minutes of it, and then he goes to the beginning and slaps it in Japanese so he can learn all the lines in Japanese also.
That's and so cool.
And that's what he does. For him to do, he makes his own little anime himself, and he does his own little voiceovers also. So
that's adorable.
To hear him speak, to hear him do it in English and then dub it into Japanese, it's crazy. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. But now that the series is up and running, we've talked about what's in store in the future. But one I want to ask you also, has there been any singing gigs in between the time before you went back to do
the singing? I love it. So that's where it all started for me, was music as a child, which all, you know, everything I've done as far as professionally has been involving the voice, whether it be voiceover or singing, right, performing live, recording in the studio,
right,
background vocals, arranging parodies, jingles for morning show radio. It's all been, you know, dabbling in a little bit of different things, but it's all been, you know, the voice. So for me, it was music that started the whole thing, and then changing the voices and mimicking as a kid and making up voices with my friends and recording on cassette tapes and making up shows and having our own thing. Right. Unfortunately, at this particular time, there's been not really much singing gigs or anything, mm-hmm, because a lot of times they are on the weekends as well. So it's kind of like we have to pick and choose. And with Dyma coming out, we're focusing on that. Right. And but, you know, songwriting, and I particularly like novelty stuff. That's kind of just what naturally comes to me, is kind of the comedic novelty stuff. Like, and if you go to my website, you could see some songs that I wrote and produced 25 years ago that are kids songs.
Right.
And a Christmas song and a Halloween song. And, you know, that kind of influences in my early life was Weird Al Yankovic, and he writes songs and changes the lyrics.
Parodies.
So I kind of started doing that anyway, and I kind of hear, sometimes I'll mishear the lyrics, which is
right.
Really, I'm mishearing. I'm thinking all these years it was something completely different, which is hilarious. I'm still to this day finding out as I'm singing along, you know, playing trait songs in the car when we drive. It's like, I'll sing them out loud and Dan will be like, I don't think those are the lyrics. And I'm like, they're not? What do you mean? It's like, going back to Chinatown. He's like, no, that's not what they're saying. And I'm like, it's always fun to kind of realize, oh my goodness, I guess I was wrong, but it made sense to me as a kid. So, there'll be projects coming at some point. I got to see how this all plays out with Dyma and all the follow-ups and the video games and the Comic-Cons and the bookings that are already on the calendar. And then we'll see if we can get a little, you know, trio gig during the week, we can definitely do that. It's just a matter of scoping the place out and getting our information, or if anyone calls and says, hey, we're looking for a band. We know all the people. We know some of the best musicians in Dallas-Fort Worth that we could call up and be able to do it, especially if it's cover songs. I mean it's on the back burner, but it's definitely not going away, because Dan and I are both musicians.
I got you
We're both musicians, so you know, and we always have the piano ready to fiddle around with different songs, and Dan is a great piano teacher and I'm a great listener and learner, because we have that in common. So those are my roots, you know. So there'll be more of that at some point, not sure when. But right now we're focusing on Dyma, and we have a lot to do during the week with promo videos, managing and ordering merchandise, prints and posters, collecting new merch that I know there's been a whole new wave of Dragon Ball pops that just came out in the past couple of weeks, which is always exciting. That kind of came out of nowhere. So it's like a whole nother like little wave of Funko Pops from the original Dragon Ball.
Right.
Goku with the power pole. One of them is glow in the dark. I haven't seen that one in person yet. There's one that's a glow in the dark special edition. There's an Oolong, a Kid Chi Chi. I believe there's a Kid Krillin, which is awesome for Lori Steele.
Yes, she's
great. And I think there's also another Bulma in the kind of the genie outfit. So it's been really cool seeing the fans bring those up to sign. And and then I think there's also another wave hopefully coming, I don't know when, for Daima. So I'm really excited about it. I know some of the figurines are out. I've been seeing those. I saw those at New York Comic Con, and then I have been seeing some, you know, at Target or Walmart or Box Lunch. Hot Topic carries a lot of them, and it's always different. The inventory is always different, so it's fun to just kind of shop around in person or get online and order some and try to bring them with me.
There you go. Let me pause right there. Let me go say thank you to our sponsors real quick. Steph, give me 1 second. Big shout out to Anodas Construction, guys. Thank you so much for being a sponsor for the show. And Runner Construction, call Tony at 956-363-7195. They handle commercial, residential, remodel, renovation. These guys are great. When they go out there, they take the high quality plumbers and electricians to do the job. You want to give them a call, let them know Chew and Who sent you. These are great guys, man. If they don't answer the first time, don't worry, guys. They're probably busy, but they'll get back to you ASAP. Another great sponsor of ours, Triple J Plumbing. Call Juan at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. These guys are licensed plumbers. They do residential only. I know there's been a lot of water heaters that have been here, especially here in Texas, considering the water itself. You know, sometimes they break down. These are the guys you want to call to get that fixed for you. They're also hospital-grade plumbers, so give them a call also. They're a great bunch of guys, man. They're constantly on call. Give them a call at ASAP. Let them know Chewy News sent you. And don't forget, like I always say every podcast, your crap is their bread and butter. But back with Stephanie here. Stephanie liked that one. But there's one question I want to ask, going back to the singing group stuff. Has there ever been a request for you to sing in Kid Goku style?
Oh yeah, and I do that. I do that anyway. I mean, with the songs on my website, there's at least two that I know for sure are.
There goes the fumble, fumble, no, Rooski.
Come to the light. Come closer. Ooh, that's almost too much. I don't know how he had that set, but it fell.
Yeah, the any light. There you go. Any light. You look good in any light. You don't worry about that, ma'am.
I got the bat crazy hair today. But I've done that on my own, and you know, talking in the voice for the kids is always fun. And you know, some voice actors won't do that. I think we're all different. So you know, if they want to hear the voice, I give them the voice, you know.
Right.
At the table or at a panel or at an answer session or whatever. And then there's the songs I wrote that I sang them as a young boy and a young girl. And then kind of harmonize with myself. So
there you go.
Those are a lot of fun. And a lot of the fans in the Dragon Ball world don't realize I'm a singer. Well, that's kind of for me where it all began. And there was a time when they were re-recording the anime themes in English. And I had a big part in helping Carl Finch of Brave Combo, which is a Grammy award-winning polka band out of Denton, Texas, which is Dallas-Fort Worth. And because I knew so many people in the industry and I knew so many singers that I've worked with over the years with my show band, Vince Fans and the Valiants, I was able to learn a lot about taking the Japanese translation and turning them into English lyrics that make sense, that they have the same meaning. And I was invited to sing several of them. Yu Yu Hakusho, there's one called Sayonara Bye Bye. That's probably the most popular one. I did sing that on that one, and the opening and closing to Kitty Grade, as well as Case Closed. I sang one for Case Closed and one for Conan the Detective, I believe.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So they're a little hard to find, and for whatever reason, the vocalists aren't credited. So it's a little hard for them to really know anyway, but that's something that some of that can be found on my website and YouTube and things like that. I don't know. I also have an album that was shelved back in like 97, 98 that I'd like to get out that I worked with Carl Finch with his original music called The Cookies. We're going to try to get that out online as soon as we have the time to figure it all out and get it done. So I've been asked many times, hey, put your music up, you know, get it up on Spotify or CD Baby or some platform where it can be, you know, listened to. So that's on the agenda.
There you go. I flipped out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, you guys, if you're watching the live cast, you go, whoa, Stephanie flipped over. No, I flipped it myself.
No, I flipped. Don't freak out.
Woo! But before the pod started, guys, Steph and I were talking for a while, and she was like, don't mind the mess in the background. I go, ma'am, I'm going to tell you right now, if anybody is a big, humongous fan, huge fandom about it, back there is not a mess. It's a treasure. Look at all the treasures you have back there. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a little. This room is really small. We need a larger room to be our office. But we make the best we can with it. Right. And whenever we decide to decorate, it'll be really fun to kind of fill up some of these walls you can't see with some really cool stuff. Both Dan and I have, you know, band photos from you know, the 90s and him even before that, and we'd like to kind of showcase some of that whenever that the time comes to do that as well. Right now, it's just kind of all, we just want stuff off the floor more than anything. It's like, I want to see the floor, you know, when it's laundry day. Okay. Right. We can't see the floor because we've got stacks of laundry.
Right. Right.
But thank you. Thank you. We're working with it to the best.
Yeah. Best, I mean, like I said, I mean, seeing you on camera, I'm pretty sure everybody that's watching right now, seeing you on camera, it's a treat, but seeing all the stuff you had behind you is like, oh my gosh, look at all that stuff she's got. They got Dragon Ball here, even the Dragon Ball Z t-shirt right there to your left. It looks amazing, you know, and all she needs is the lunchbox. Where are the lunchboxes, man?
I need, there's so much stuff out there. And I see a lot of it out there when I'm doing my signings, and people will bring me stuff they got in Japan or stuff that they got on eBay, or, you know, collectors come and they want certain items, you know, signed and autographed. And it's really amazing what, and original artwork is really cool when the kids come up, or, you know, of all ages. Mm-hmm. We'll come up and they'll have me sign their artwork. And I'm just like, are you sure? Like, I don't want to mess it up. And they're like, no, just sign it.
It's really an honor for them to get it signed by. I mean, even that one that I took you, I think it was like 2 years back, the first time we met, I took an actual one that was painted in, I guess, in chalk, or I think it was in chalk, and I showed it to you. It's a picture of a kid. He's on his Nimbus flying with the actual pole itself. And you signed it, and I was like, oh my God, this is going on my wall in the studio. So no, my son has it now in his room, but that's a whole different other story, Steph. But I mean, you get so many fans, and I know they bring you gifts also. The gifts never stop when you're in town. I know that you say you get quite a few gifts from your fans when they see you in person.
Occasionally, a lot of times it's their original artwork. They'll have scanned it in, and they, you know, give me a copy of it, and I'm like, are you sure? You know, I save all of it. I do. It's very special to me without being able to have my own children. It just wasn't in God's plan. And so I get to be a, you know, nurturing anime mama. And so that's like, you know, on my fridge or where, you know, I have it. It's kind of everywhere right now.
Right.
Occasionally when I went to Detroit a couple of years ago, the Detroit region, somebody brought me a Motown gift bag with like a bunch of Detroit stuff in there, Michigan stuff, and a cap. It was pretty neat. I was like, wow, I was not expecting that at all. I never expect gifts. Every once in a while, if they remember my birthday or they might bring a Christmas thing, it's always very sweet and appreciated.
Yeah, and like I told you, you know, talking about the new Dragon Ball series, my son's watching. Let me just put it up here so you can see the comment. As you can see, his little icon there, he has Goku Black there as a Rose right there. So he's a huge fan. So that's my son right now, Dylan, watching.
Hey, Dylan.
So like I said, the fans bring you so many gifts, and you, I know you accept it. And it's gotta be something that warms your heart when they bring you that in. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people. Yeah, I know we spoke last time. There's a lot of people that you've spoken to that affect Dragon Ball itself has affected their lives in some sort of way.
Yeah,
and you know, seeing it growing up, I've had friends tell me I used to watch this growing up. My parents both work. You know, and I know mm-hmm. I had grandma watching over me, but this was like, if I had a bad day at school, you know, this was mm-hmm. my comfort zone to watch yep. at home. And I'm pretty sure you've gotten great stories about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, those are more often than gifts. They are gifts. They're the more the deeply felt sentimental gifts when they come up and talk about hardships, and you know, we all sometimes get bullied at school, or we have domestic violence in our home, or mm-hmm. or we have, you know, mental illness or some kind of condition that, you know, makes it difficult to fit in with peers and things like that. And I could definitely relate to that. We moved every 2 or 3 years ever since I was a child, so mm-hmm. I've never counted, but I think I've moved like 9 times. And so wow. I was a new girl a lot, and I could relate do that the trials and tribulations of growing up and peer pressure right. and adolescence and puberty and mm-hmm. it's hard, it's difficult because you just don't really know who you are, and you're still mm-hmm. learning so many mm-hmm. things about life and school and throw it all together, and you're, you know, it's tough. So it's very refreshing to hear that Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z or whatever anime it is, or mm-hmm, whatever mm-hmm. video game or TV show or movie, you know, pop culture is huge. It's nostalgic, you know, it's nostalgia. So, you know, once mm-hmm. I got back out to do conventions around 2017, I was like, wow, okay. Cause I didn't think I was really relevant at that point. I was like, I started to put 2 and 2 together. You know, what did you watch when you were a kid? You know, whether right. it's Looney Tunes or Disney or movies, you know, Superman, Spider-Man, Marvel, DC, right. you know, whatever it is, comics, collectibles, action figures. It's a big part of who we are and how we grow up and what we identify right. with. And so for me, that's a bigger gift than something tangible is right. a story, or this meant a lot to me, or, you know, I didn't know where to turn, and I would, you know, my parents were fighting in the other room and I was scared. I would come in my room and watch Dragon Ball Z or run off the bus and try to make it in time, or get up really gosh. Early those in the morning.
Those are the fun times.
Yeah, I remember the school bus. I did that whole, I did the school bus thing. Yeah, right. I got so many memories from growing up. And but yeah, moving around and stuff, and it was hard. So I feel like I can relate to some of the stories. And I'm a, you know, kind of sentimental, you know, emotional, no. expressive person too, you know, being in this line yes. of work. And so that's kind of been my opportunity to kind of mm-hmm. help encourage young folks. And for me, that can be even if they're in their 30s or whatever, right. you know, just to hang in there and you're worth something. And if this helped you through something, even better, that's even more rewarding for right. me personally.
Right.
You know, loss and grief and losing mom right after I got cast as Gohan, and not having my mom or my dad around anymore. And mm-hmm. It's, you know, life is, and we're here to learn. So if we can, I mean, we need to help each other, you know, we're all just walking each other home and be kind and think about how you treat people. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they could be suffering, and we all suffer. There's no way around it.
Exactly.
So you don't know what someone's suffering inside their life or at home or whatever. So yeah, those gifts to me are way more meaningful than them handing me some, you know, object or drawing. Right. For me, that's right. like, wow. It gave me a very strong sense of purpose, especially when I was going through all of my losses and griefs, you know, grief-stricken moments back around 14, 15, 16 were really rough years for me. And so that kind of brought me out of some of my own darkness. So it kind of goes both ways.
Right. Know? Right. I mean, and it's like I said, your voice acting is of like through the Dragon Ball series all the way through through Dragon Ball Z, the Dragon Ball series. Those are my favorite one, the very first ones, because, I mean, you're witnessing young Goku go through the aspects of what are humans.
Right.
through the whole thing. And then such a pure soul through the whole thing, because the way you voice it, you can hear the pureness in him all the way through, even to when he even grows up, who does the next, it's still pureness also in that. But then you hear Gohan, the frustrations because dad's not there. You know, you can hear that also, training with Piccolo and all that stuff and go on and so forth. You know, you've brought so much life to these characters. I mean, these are something that'll stick to the back of our minds to the end of time, you know, in situations, different situations we're in. And that's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad. And with me being such a lover of children and young people, it's been even more fulfilling for that reason, being that, you know, they were kids when I was recording in my 20s or whenever, however old I was. And then, you know, growing up and getting older and then, you know, really being able to embrace those moments is it's just electrifying. It's like, it's really magical. And that sense of purpose and really kind of finding your way through life, the hard times, the tribulations. And there's a lot that goes on through the story. There's a lot of developmental history with Akira's, you know, storytelling. He's so good at it. And to have those depth of character, it really, you know, because kids of any age identify maybe with one or two of them, and they latch onto it. And a lot of them latch on to Gohan being, you know, thrown out on his own as a child and trying to make his way and, you know, kind of really training him and to believe in that power that he even didn't know he didn't know he had until he was ready to fight the enemy. And, you know, stronger than, you know, basically we're stronger than we think we are.
We're
a lot more resilient, and to believe in that is always good.
Yeah.
Because life's going to throw you some curveballs.
Yeah, be prepared to swing.
Don't we know that? Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you one more thing. Oh, yeah. For the young voice actors that are coming up the rankings, you that being the OG out there, I'm calling, next time it's not no longer Stephanie, it's Stephanie OG Nadalny now.
I'll take
it. Put those in parentheses. Any word of advice for these young upcoming voice actors? I mean, what to expect or what should they work on when they jump on the mic for the first time to maybe create the first anime or their first voiceover and anything coming up for them?
Oh, I just say, you know, practice, listen back, you know, record, listen back, fine tune, get some acting classes. If you want to get into voice acting, there's, you know, you have to be able to bring life to these characters and they have to be unique. Mimicking is a great talent. But I would say to also remember that, you know, characters need voices and they need unique voices that you come up with yourself. So really practice on what you can provide a role for your audition, you know, that's unique. And like I said, you know, dramatic arts, acting classes, workshops, there's a lot of stuff online that you could do to get started. There's narrations, there's audiobooks, there's sample audition sites, there's I more than I can even say, because I'm not in front of the computer right now to like look for them, but they're out there, and being in the right place at the right time is also part of it. And then just really being true to yourself and driven and kind of do what it takes to better yourself. It's an investment in your future. So I think that, you know, the dramatic arts background with I majored in dramatic arts in college, and also, you know, participated in community theater, blocking, costuming, all of that. But the actual acting experience and being around other actors as a child, even I worked with summer musicals, Shakespearean festivals in southeastern Oklahoma. It's all experience. Even if you're just watching or shadowing a project, it's very good knowledge to kind of see how things are done, and, you know, and just be focused and professional and on time, and, you know, learn the etiquette, you know, learn the professional etiquette, and, pay attention, you know, to everything around you. And it's not easy. And, most people have done something prior to receiving a role that involves something with the voice or music or, you know, theater, stage theater, you know, all of that stuff helped me personally and a lot of my voice actor colleagues.
Right.
So get the training.
First thing I want to say, last thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you to you for being on our show. And don't change. You are authentic when it comes to talking to you every single time. I enjoy chip chatting you for the three times that we've had this interview. These interviews, yeah. it's been a treat. It's been a treat every single time.
Yes, you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
How's
thank
he
you
doing,
so
everybody? Give him a round of applause.
Oh well, we lost four. No.
oh no, where'd they go?
No, I want to say thank you. Keep doing what you're doing, bringing the magic into the anime voiceovers that you bring for these. Not only for an old guy like me that still likes watching, but the younger generations that are coming up to see the cool stuff that we had growing up, and now it's animated series now that are following the footsteps of you know my generation coming up through the years. And right. All I can say, just keep doing you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Really kind.
Guys, if you've enjoyed the show, if you want to help us keep our podcast up and running, I'm going to let you know right now. We got caps available now. Click on that QR code right there. You can order one from us, the one exactly that I'm wearing right here, the one that Miss Stephanie Nadali will be getting through the mail for free because she came out and joined us out here. It's a big appreciation. Thank you so much. And there might be a shirt in the future there too, Miss Stephanie. I don't know.
Yeah. We're working on that. Yes, you got to promote yourself. Got to be able to advocate for your show.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Like I said, just continue doing what you're doing. Keep bringing the magic for us on video. And I got more people up here. Let me see. I got another one. There you go. Oh, that. Yeah. Yes. Several awards. Yes. We just talked about that.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. Good. All I can say is good luck. And you know what? You're going to get it. You're, no problem. You're going
to
get it.
I'm just happy to be nominated. I'm just like came out of nowhere. It's a big surprise. I'm embracing it. It's humbling and very, it's such an honor. And I hope Daima, wins for my fellow castmates and my director and just be something amazing.
It's such a huge franchise.
The Choice Award is cool too for Nickelodeon. I'm not even sure how that's done. I'm not sure if there's a way to vote. If there is a way to vote and you're a big fan, we'd appreciate the votes. Absolutely.
I say we'll vote see. And let's get Stephanie slimed. Let's do that. Let's get together and get Stephanie slimed on stage. That sounds like a plan.
I'm ready.
Steph, thank you so much. Any last words from Kid Goku or Goku Mini?
Goku. Kid Goku's hungry. It's supper time.
There you go.
And the website usually showcases where I'm going to be. Sometimes I'll put promotional, my manager will put promotional videos up there. Right. I do have Stephanie Nadali Facebook. I guess it's on Facebook. It's Stephanie Nadali voice actress. StephanieNadali.com is my website. There's a form submission there. If you want to write to me, have any questions, I do have an Instagram account as well. It's just my name. Who knows what other platforms are coming. Steph's Vox on X. So, that's pretty much the place to go, StephanieNadali.com.
And don't be afraid to mention her, guys. She will message back. She is good at that. She's real good to her fans, and I love the fact that she reaches out as quick as possible. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And every kid, every fan that's out there says thank you for continuing bringing the magic every single time. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for all your work as well. I wish you nothing but the success in your endeavors. And
thank you.
Say
so
hey
much.
To the kiddo, and maybe I'll see you in the valley sometime down South Texas.
We gotta get you down here again. We get you down here so you can come christen the studio for us. I got to.
Oh, I would love that. I grew up on the border of Mexico as a child for about 3.5 years, Eagle Pass. So I've always been interested in the Spanish language and understand quite a bit of it when I hear it. It's kind of crazy.
There you go.
You pick up on stuff easier, I think, when you're a kid, when you're around it and your friends are speaking another language. It's really pretty cool. And I'm reunited with my bestie that lived across the street now. She's in San Antonio. And so it's just like I'm reliving my youth through friends. It's so much easier to find everybody on the social medias nowadays. Back in the day, we didn't have any of that. So this is just really cool.
No, pen pals. That's all we had. Pen pals,
writing letters, waiting on the mail, playing with sticks, riding your bikes.
Smoke signals.
Yes. Come home for dinner when the street lights come on.
Yes. Oh, we could talk so much about that, Steph. It's not even funny.
I know.
No, Steph, thank you so much, man. And from us and the Chewy New Podcast and every child in the world, we love you. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
All right. We'll see you in a bit.
Sometime.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me get open. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us here on the Chewy New Podcast. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm going to leave this up till Monday so everybody get a chance. After Monday comes in, it will be closed down for only members to watch the show. Like I said, thank you so much. Next week, Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., that 6-foot ugly thing will be here. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss that. We have Combat Cult, some wrestling program coming in to talk about some stuff that's happening that weekend that you won't want to miss. But other than that, guys, thank you so much. I am Ooh from the Chewy New Podcast. And like always, latest, gatest, peace out.